News. WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, it's now official. President-elect Donald Trump has selected former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be his Secretary of Energy. Meanwhile, more reaction this morning to Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State. The ranking minority member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has some big concerns about Rex Tillerson.
When Rex Tillerson takes the hot seat before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he'll be questioned by U.S. Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland.
The question we have is, does he understand the seriousness of Russia's activities against U.S. interests, and will he be a strong advocate for U.S. security needs?
Tillerson's close ties to Russia could set up a confirmation fight in the Senate. Donald Trump claims the ExxonMobil CEO will be a great Secretary of State, saying he is among the most accomplished international dealmakers in the world. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New this morning, that ceasefire in eastern Aleppo, Syria has collapsed, delaying a planned evacuation of civilians.
The recent ceasefire agreement that was supposed to take place was actually brokered by the Turks and the Russians, and officials from those two countries are saying they're trying to get it back on track, but of course, as the fighting there continues, it's going to become more difficult by the minute to try and silence those guns that have become active there again.
Correspondent Frederick Pleitgen. Popular 80s TV dad Alan Thicke has died.
It's reported that Thicke was playing hockey with his 19-year-old son when he collapsed on the ice. He was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. His son, pop soul singer Robin Thicke, called his dad the greatest man he ever met. Thicke had a long show business career on television and as a composer. He had been starring in what's being called a reality sitcom called Usually Thicke with his wife Tanya and son Carter.
Correspondent Jim Roop. A federal appeals court has upheld Virginia's voter ID law. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected a challenge by Democrats who argued that the law requiring voters to show a photo identification suppresses voting by minorities and young people. The same court recently struck down a similar North Carolina law. One D.C. council member is offering a bold proposal to let D.C. take over running metro buses that run only within the district, and eventually make them free.
Councilmember David Grosso's reasoning is it would give Metro one less thing to worry about as they try to fix the rail side. The district's Department of Transportation can take over operations and eventually eliminate fares, which would increase ridership and speed up the boarding process. Stuart Schwartz of the Coalition for Smarter Growth, though, is skeptical. He says not only would the cost be huge, it would distract from the unified message the region needs.
The more we can keep ourselves tied together and the more that we can work together through regional bodies, the better for our region's economic competitiveness.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The chairman of the Prince George's County Liquor Board is out of a job. At the governor's request, Charles Caldwell handed in his resignation less than a week after his drunk driving arrest near the new MGM casino on its opening night last week. Whole Foods Supermarkets has fired 9 store managers in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia for manipulating a profit-sharing program to their own benefit. After an internal investigation, Whole Foods officials found that those 9 managers benefited from the profit-sharing program at the expense of other store employees. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,911, the Nasdaq at 5,464. Sports, the Caps win again, beating the Islanders. The Wizards were idle. They host Charlotte tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Chris Plant.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine, and also a lot to say about this, as you might also imagine.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo North America in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com. Keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, one's name should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica North America have transitioned to Leonardo North America, inspired by one of history's greatest innovators. It's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Read more at leonardocompany.com/en.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
The holidays are here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A Maryland Beltway tough stretch if you're heading around toward Andrews and over toward the Wilson Bridge. We've had this long-standing crash on the Beltway inner loop as you approach St. Barnabas Road. It's been over to the shoulder. It doesn't even look like it's crowding the right lane, but that's the focal point of delays as you come around from Route 4, passing Route 5, again over toward this incident. Get a little bit of a break, and then from 210, you'll hit that stop and go to get across the bridge span out of Virginia. No delay at all, leaving 95 and through Alexandria. Now, inside the Beltway, definitely seeing delays here. If you're heading northbound on Backlick Road, coming up to the intersection at Backlick and Edsel Road for the crash. 395, heavy through Landmark, and volume across 14th Street Bridge. Looks like a pretty normal commute there. 66, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, eastbound crash, right where 50 merges onto 66 along the far right side. The vehicle's involved to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come on in. Doesn't look like much precipitation, however, as we head on through today. Cloud sun mix up, 45. Tonight, the colder air spills in on a northwest breeze, 27. Should be mainly cloudy. Clouds mix with sunshine tomorrow. Gusty winds. Temperatures in the upper 20s early, probably falling in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Alexandria, 30 and only 38 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Warmer relations with Russia? The good, the bad, and the ugly. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we're going to be joined by the new editor-in-chief. He's been at the Weekly Standard for a while, but now he's the editor-in-chief. Steve Hayes will join us coming up at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still taking some vacation time. Very happy to have Katie Pavlich here from townhall.com, also Fox News contributor. Good morning again
to you,
Katie.
Good morning to everyone. So, we are proud to welcome to the show now Pete Hoekstra, who is a former House Intelligence Chair. Mr. Chairman, are you on the line?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, so we've been hearing a whole lot about this Russian hacking. We have the electors now threatening that they're not going to vote for who they're supposed to vote for if they're not given a classified intelligence briefing before December 19th. Why don't you sort some of this out for us?
Well, number one, cyber attacks have been going on for an extended period of time. The Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians and others have been involved in this. We've known about this and really haven't done enough to build up our defenses against those kinds of things. The second thing is there's a big dispute within the intelligence community as to exactly, you know, what the motivation here was. The CIA has come out, and at least according to leaks from the CIA, apparently that they believe it was to help elect Donald Trump. The director of national intelligence says, well, I know the Russians were probably involved in this, but we don't really know what the motivation is. And the FBI agrees with the director of national intelligence. This is much ado about nothing. And going to the electors or a small group of electors demanding that they have, you know, that they get a classified briefing and that they then might need to change the results of the election, absolutely outrageous. Number one, they're not used to dealing with classified information and those types of things. There's no way they can sort their way through. If the intelligence community right now is confused, these electors would be even more confused. Donald Trump won this election. He won it fair and square, and you know, those who don't like the results need to just step aside, They need to accept the results and move on.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. Can I just ask this question about the difference between what the CIA apparently believes? And I say apparently, you're right, because we have only learned this through leaks that have been, I think, largely promulgated by people who attended a briefing. But the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, who oversees all 17 intelligence agencies, does not agree with that assessment, nor does the FBI. What would you, as somebody who understands how this all works, what do you draw from that?
Well, what you draw is that there's not conclusive evidence. It appears that the CIA has reached this conclusion because the information that was released to WikiLeaks, they assess to be primarily damaging to Hillary Clinton. And so, therefore, the Russians wanted Donald Trump to win. And the Director of National Intelligence says that's a pretty weak chain of evidence to reach the conclusion that the Russians wanted Trump to win. You know, they don't have a smoking gun where it's, you know, an email from Putin or an intercepted message that the NSA uncovered where Putin is on, you know, on record saying, we need to do everything we can to ensure that Donald Trump gets elected. They don't have that. This is all circumstantial evidence. And, you know, I would be, I think Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, you know, he's absolutely furious. These leaks are coming out. It's only partial information. And so what you make of it is the intelligence community is proving Donald Trump's point. They're not reliable. They don't get the facts straight. And so, why would I have these people come in and give me daily briefings anyway? They can't seem to get their story. They can't even get an agreement in the intelligence community.
I think it's important to point out that the majority of the intelligence agencies that we have are disputing the CIA's assessment of this. So I wouldn't paint all the intelligence communities as falling into to that category. But one question I have is, you know, is there a danger here in this, the intelligence community and their assessments being politicized for the election, and therefore the American people and, quite frankly, the administration not taking the cyber threat from Russia or China or other adversaries seriously? You can be concerned about the election or concerned about cyber hacking while also accepting that the issue that they're bringing up with the election is totally bogus.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the big concerns is that the intelligence community has gotten away from providing accurate data or information, and that it has become overly politicized. And there's been, you know, examples of it. A number of years ago, the Director of National Intelligence came out and said, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood is really nothing more than a socially good organization. It has nothing to do with terrorism and those types of things. Why would he say that? That's totally inaccurate. Why? Because the Obama administration has been engaging with the Muslim Brotherhood almost from day one that they took office. You'll remember not that long ago, the analysts working on ISIS were saying, wow, what it appears the intelligence community is telling the president isn't consistent at all with the information that we are putting into the system. And it came out that, you know, somewhere through this chain, moving to Obama, there were people in the intelligence community that decided, you know, we need to change this intelligence so that it more accurately reflects the outcome in the worldview of Barack Obama. And, you know, you've got Pompeo going into office and heading up the CIA. Get the politics out of the CIA. and get back to what you're supposed to be doing, which is reporting information and stay out of domestic politics.
How much of this is being manipulated on? Because apparently it was a bipartisan briefing where some of these leaks are coming from. And I've seen one person who is said to be a source within the intelligence community has told one of the news organizations who's covered this story that, you know, everybody heard what they wanted to hear in that meeting.
It happens all the time. I mean, I still remember sitting, at the same briefing with Nancy Pelosi and being led through what all the enhanced interrogation techniques were. All right. And I understood it. And, you know, the next thing you know, a few months later or a year later, you've got Nancy Pelosi saying, I was never briefed on enhanced interrogation techniques. And it's kind of like, well, I was in the same meeting she was. I sure know what they are.
You know, yeah, I remember that.
She maybe fell asleep. Maybe she heard something totally different or whatever. But I know I was in a briefing where they were outlined. So, yeah, no. People can come out of these meetings because there is no record of what is said at those meetings. It's a very small group of people who have heard those briefings. And people may hear different things, or they may just decide to distort the information for their own political ends. You got all of those things going on here, and this is why. And then you've got some willing media who just jumps on this,
right,
and calls into question the election.
Well, there's one thing that's for sure. The election results are not going to change. Donald Trump is the winner, but also not going to change is that Russia is going to continue to attack the United States in the cybersphere, which I'm sure Congress is probably working on combating. Congressman Hoekstra and former chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, good to be with you this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 7:16 now in WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple trouble spots out there this morning. Let's go Virginia. Fairfax Police, they're on it. The reports and the confirmation that the signal lights are not working. Braddock Road and Ox Road, 123. Officers on their way to direct. But boy, Braddock Road just creeping along here to try to get to that intersection. Patience as everyone tries to treat as a four-way stop and then watch when police get there to direct. Now let's go inside the Beltway on Backlick Road if you can avoid. If you normally take Backlick Road, say coming out of the West Springfield area and go inside the Beltway, not good this morning. The crash up ahead at the intersection of Backlick and Edsel Road under police direction. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. Now we've linked up with the delays. Route 5 crossing the bridge span. Earlier crash had been near St. Barnabas Road. Out of the travel lanes, Maryland for 95, lanes open through Laurel, south of the ICC. That's where delays begin to get you onto that outer loop slowdown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's Wednesday, and today it's going to be sunny and cloudy with mixed clouds and maybe some... Yeah, it's going to be cloudy. So high near 45. Tonight, wet snow is possible early, so make sure you have your snow boots and drive carefully. Low of 27, winds northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Thursday, gusty winds and high of just 28. Going to get pretty cold. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, getting that wind chill down. Tomorrow night, going to be even colder, mostly clear, with a low of 18 degrees. Friday, it's partly cloudy, highs in the low 30s. And Saturday, it's going to get warmer, but we will see some rain, high in the low 50s. And Sunday, rain, also highs in the low 60s.
And currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees at 7:18 on WMAL.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, so, you know, like they did this recount and that whole thing, you know, we turned out to be a bust. But there's something going on that we need to talk about in Michigan, and it's very troubling. Remember, the Democrats were concerned that somehow Donald Trump had stolen the election or there was voter impropriety in the state of Michigan, and that's why they wanted the recount, right?
Right.
Well, listen to this. Why are we not hearing more about this is what I want to know. Voting machines in 37% of Detroit's precincts registered too many votes in the presidential election last month, according to the Detroit News yesterday. So in Wayne County, they showed that the optical scanners in 248 of the city's 662 precincts, about 37% of their precincts, registered more ballots. The optical scanners registered more ballots than the number of votes that had been tallied by the poll workers in the poll book.
Oh, in other words,
when you come in, you have to, you know, you have to be registered in the poll book, and they got to mark you off the thing, and they keep a tally of how many people come through the process. And that number did not match the number of ballots that went through the optical scanner at the end of the day. There were more votes shoved through the scanner than people who actually showed up to vote.
Imagine that.
And here's what you got to understand. This is in Detroit. This is an area where Hillary Clinton was expected to do very, very, very well. So it's beginning to look as if there was voter impropriety, and it was on the side of the Democrats, and it was on behalf of Hillary Clinton, and even so, Donald Trump won.
But Brian, Democrats have been telling me for years that voter fraud doesn't exist. I don't know how we could possibly have more ballots cast and votes tallied in these poll books. I mean, that apparently just doesn't exist. It is quite interesting that in Detroit, of all places, a lot of these precincts had to be thrown out. And they couldn't be counted as a result of the discrepancy. So if the goal was to get more votes for Hillary Clinton or even Jill Stein and these silly or ridiculous recounts, they certainly didn't meet that goal and actually revealed more fraud on the Democrat side, as usual in most of these election cycles.
Now, look, in some cases, sometimes there is just an honest discrepancy and it's just an honest human error. But they point out that this happened in 2/3 of the precincts. They couldn't even come close to matching them up. And here's what the chairwoman of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers had to say about that. There's always going to be a small problem to some degree, but we didn't expect the degree of problem we saw in Detroit. Quote unquote, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't normal.
Right.
It isn't normal. And let me tell you something. I can guarantee you that the vote was run up in Detroit by the Democrats who wanted to see Hillary Clinton win. They knew that Michigan was a must-win state for her. They tried to boost the numbers across a number of precincts to give her enough votes in the urban areas to overcome the vote in the rest of the state, and still Donald Trump won by 10,000 votes. I wonder what the real outcome of that election would be if we took those fake votes out of the mix.
Just like fake news out of the mix. Remember, we saw this also in 2012 in Pennsylvania, Ohio, with Obama, with 110% of the vote coming in some precincts in Pennsylvania and inner city Ohio.
And there's no voter fraud.
None of it.
That's what the Democrats always tell us.
Why do we need ID to vote?
There's no voter fraud. 722.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova. Join the future of health.
All right, Christmas is coming, and I got an idea for you guys, because, you know, you got to find something special for that special woman in your life, and I've got the win-win solution. You're going to get her some Hoodie Footy pajamas. I mean, what woman wouldn't love Hoodie Footy pajamas from Pajamagram? The super warm Hoodie Footy is the way to go, because face it, it's hard for her to be hot when she's freezing cold. We all can agree on that. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie and the coziness of footy pajamas. I mean, that's wonderful. How could you go wrong with something like that? Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time at all. You can find all of Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood and a zip front. You need to pick up the phone right now, or you need to go online and make your order, because if you do so, it's guaranteed to arrive by Christmas. It's absolutely guaranteed. You don't have to worry about wrapping, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. So here's what you do. Go to the online pajamagram.com. You'll find all kinds of very neat offerings there. If you're busy on driving, maybe you want to do it on the phone. 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs, and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
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 Becoming the best version of yourself is just one daily rosary away. This is an invitation to prayer, peace, and mercy, brought to you by Athey Rosaries, A-T-H-E-Y, rosaries.com.
It's 7:25 now. WML, MAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. Haven't heard much from you this morning. That's good. It's just been about the volume. Through Urbana and Hyattstown, a little bit of stop and go. Now Germantown into Rockville on Maryland's 95 southbound. First set of delays we really see is just south of the ICC to merge onto the Beltway. Delays in through to Silver Spring. Into town, uneventful, but the volume heavy. 295 southbound past East Capitol Street. The freeway slows each direction to the Wilson Bridge. The crash interloop near St. Barnabas Road, that's been cleared for a while, but we have delays near Route 5. Continuous delay now Maryland into Virginia. Now, once you cross the bridge, Span, if you're taking Route 1 Patrick Street, very slow. I know you normally have the volume, but extra delays because of a broken down truck. If you're northbound Route 1 Patrick Street after King Street, you lose a lane, so get prepared for that. George Mason University, signal light issues. Braddock Road and 123 Ox Road. Police were on their way at last check to direct. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're on temperatures into the mid-40s today with a northwesterly breeze around, some sunshine mixing in with the overcast. The real cold stuff starts coming in on gusty winds as we head through tonight and tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 39 degrees and it is 7:26. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. I'm Katie Pavlich here alongside Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor is still on vacation, and we are looking at the news today, and it turns out that after years and years of not raising the Fed raising the interest rate, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is set to announce a rate hike around 2 p.m. During a press conference today.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen interest rates go up, but it does seem to be, the reporting all seems to be in agreement that Janet Yellen is going to do that finally today after we thought it was going to happen before now, but it's apparently going to happen today.
Janet Yellen has been in a two-day meeting with 120 economists, are expected that she'll raise the rates, between 0.5 and 0.75%, which we would consider a normalized or neutral level of around 2.5%. We haven't seen these types of numbers or a rate raise since 2008.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time. The one thing everybody's wondering about is this going to change what's going on Wall Street now? Will Wall Street react? I mean, it's been on a rally. It's headed toward 20,000 right now. And most people that I've heard, and we'll hear more about this in our business report, most people seem to suggest that it's already sort of baked into the cake, that people have seen this coming for some time, and it won't have too much of an impact on the markets. It's now 7:28.
It's the holiday time of year, and I love it. You take all that time and effort going out in the ladder and using your staple gun to go to town stringing all those Christmas lights on the outside of the house. It can be death-defying and exhausting, but don't let your chaotic schedule stop you from enjoying some holiday bliss as well. A beautifully crafted 1-800-Flowers.com holiday flower tree is your solution to decking the halls with holiday cheer. Right now, when you order the holiday flower tree, you'll get 20% off. That's a hand-designed find 1-800-Flowers-Holiday-Flower-Tree for 20% off. The Holiday Flower Tree is elegantly designed with fragrant greenery, roses, mini carnations, and a merry red bow on top. And 20% off the gorgeous 1-800-Flowers-Holiday-Flower-Tree is an amazing offer that you can't pass up. To order the Holiday Flower Tree for 20% off, just go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device, click on the radio icon, and enter the code Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click on the radio icon and enter the code Larry.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
Coming up in just a short while, we're going to be talking to about this issue of Kanye West showing up yesterday at Trump Towers. What is he up to? And is it true that he wants a role in the Trump administration? We'll take your calls on this. 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. President-elect Donald Trump is vigorously defending his cabinet picks, especially his choice of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State.
I believe we're in the process of putting together one of the great cabinets, certainly a cabinet with the highest IQ.
Trump tapping freshman Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke as Interior Secretary and one-time rival former Texas Governor Rick Perry for Energy Secretary. Perry now set to run the Energy Department after trying to suggest eliminating it altogether.
Correspondent Sunland Surfati. The Dow is moving tantalizingly close to the 20,000 mark. But that may not even be the big news today.
The big news today is the expected decision from the Federal Reserve to raise benchmark interest rates. 0.25%, that's what's expected. It would be the first increase in the year. And the big surprise is if the Fed didn't hike rates.
Correspondent Tom Busby. TV star Alan Thicke has died after apparently suffering a heart attack last night while playing hockey at an ice skating rink with his son. The rink's vice president was watching.
I saw the player on his back, but you don't know who it is at that point because we have a lot of players and they got helmets on and what have you. So it wasn't until the EMTs were here that we got them in there, and when they actually sat him up that I saw it was Alan.
The 69-year-old Thicke was best known for his role as TV dad Jason Seaver on the 80s sitcom Growing Pains. A federal appeals court has upheld Virginia's voter ID law. Democrats had challenged it, arguing that the law suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. The chairman of the Prince George's County Liquor Board has resigned less than a week after his arrest on drunk driving and other charges. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,911, the NASDAQ at 54.64. Sports, the Caps win their fifth in a row, beating the Islanders. The Wizards take on the Hornets at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime, no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax police have been busy now directing at the intersection over near George Mason. As you head inbound Braddock Road, that's where we get the brunt of the delays. So inbound Braddock Road as you come up to 123 Ox Road. Everybody treating as a four-way stop and watching for that police direction. Getting you past the Burke Lake area, northbound on 123 for the crash north of Chapel Road before you get up to the Fairfax County Parkway. Getting better. If you're coming out of, say, the West Springfield area and you normally head inside the Beltway on Backlick Road, still has some delays, but as you work up toward Edsel Road, the crash has been cleared, so it's getting a bit better. 395, heavy from Edsel Road into Shirlington, again over the 14th Street Bridge, Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5, inbound Suitland Parkway had the incident near Stanton Road. Lanes have been open, but very slow. An update brought to you by GarageDoorRepair.com. Now the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very cold air poised to move into the district as we look on through the rest of the week. Cold stuff on gusty winds expected by tomorrow. Clouds and sun today, 45. And then that cold air coming in on gusty winds tomorrow, highs only in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Warrenton, 30 in Damascus, 37 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. It's 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we're going to be joined by Steve Hayes, the editor-in-chief of the Weekly Standard. That's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. So Kanye West made an appearance yesterday. Kanye West made an appearance yesterday at Trump Tower and had a meeting with Donald Trump. And afterwards, there was a press conference. And listen, a lot of people started talking about Kanye West and this appearance and what it meant. And here's how E! Reported on it. Apparently, Kanye West has some ideas that he would like to be involved somehow in the administration of Donald Trump.
The breaking news that we have is, according to a source close to Kanye, is that actually Trump was interested in talking to him because he sees him as possibly being some sort of ambassador of sorts.
What?
Now, I don't think that means, like, you know, the ambassador to Great Britain or something like that, like, but more like
the culturally.
Culturally, and also, apparently, according to the source that I talked to, Trump looks up to Kanye as a role model for entrepreneurship and sees something in him where they could work together, apparently. And, of course, you know, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. So here's our question for you. I mean, if Kanye West is going to be a part of the Trump administration, what role should he play? The phone lines are open. Use your imagination. I want to know what you think. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. What role can you imagine for Kanye in a Trump administration? Listen, they did make an appearance afterwards down in the lobby of Trump. That's where all these appearances take place, down in the lobby. And here's a little bit of, here's Donald talking about Kanye West.
Just friends, and he's a good man. We've been friends for a long time.
Then
life, we discussed life.
Yeah, we discussed life, that's right. And, and when Kanye was asking questions, he said,
I am no comment about your meeting with the president-elect. This is the president-elect of the United States. Nothing to say?
I just want to take a picture right now.
I'm just here for the photo op.
Well, remember, earlier on in the election cycle, Kim Kardashian, who is Kanye West's wife, and Kanye West, took a selfie with Hillary Clinton. I wonder how she feels about this. But Kanye also, after this meeting, tweeted a couple of things, took to Twitter. He said, I wanted to meet with Trump today to discuss multicultural issues. Issues including bullying, supporting teachers, modernizing curriculums, and violence in Chicago. And he said it's important to have a direct line of communication with our future president if we truly want change. And then tweeted hashtag 2024. So I think that maybe he's going to be getting involved.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe
Kanye 2024. If Trump can do it, maybe Kanye can do it.
Maybe he's
going to
work alongside Melania on her bullying issue. Maybe that would be something. Look, I mean, look, here's the real outcome of all this. You have this picture of Kanye West, Donald Trump meeting, and you know what this does? This blows up all of the argument. Well, Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump doesn't like black people. Donald Trump is not going to look out for the... I mean, here he is with one of the most admired figures in pop culture today, in some circles at least, Kanye West. And they're getting along fine. They're longtime friends. Doesn't that blow up that whole narrative? I think that's wonderful.
Well, of course. My understanding is that Kanye reached out to Donald Trump for a meeting and showed up at Trump Tower with blonde hair for some reason. he showed up at Trump Tower with blonde hair. Whether he'll be an official part of the administration, I doubt it. It seems like his music career is his priority. He also has a fashion line that, you know, takes a lot of effort and work. He also has two children, as I mentioned before, with Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
So sure what he wanted. But
it may be nothing more than, hey, there were cameras there, and here's a wonderful opportunity for me to be on camera. That may be it. Trump took the meeting, and that's all interesting and fine. I think if we're going to have, Kanye West be involved something in the Trump administration, maybe, you know, we could set up a new position, Secretary of Hip Hop, Secretary of Funk, something like that.
Well, I have to say, conservatives and Republicans criticized President Obama for years for hanging out too much with celebrities. And I think that if Obama had missed intelligence briefings, as Trump has in the last couple of weeks, but then had time to meet with someone like Kanye West, he would be receiving a lot of criticism. So I just have to point out the double standard.
Alan and Deal, you're on with Brian and Katie this morning. What do you think? What is the role for Kanye West in a Trump administration?
I think the thuggery and despicable rap division, and the way he bashes women in his lyrics, I think two birds of a flock together. I mean, we got the Billy Bush tapes of Trump. I think he needs to distance himself very far from him.
All right, thank you for that.
That's a fair point. I mean, Kanye West's lyrics are very degrading and demeaning to women. They're violent. And again, President Obama was criticized for having rappers just like him with the same types of lyrics at the White House. So maybe
good
Trump
for the goose, good for the gander.
So much praise.
Sharon in Hyattsville, you're on with Brian and Katie this morning. What do you think?
I don't know why, but a part of me thinks that Kanye's intentions are sincere. I mean, he may, you know, really want to be some type of advocate, you know, towards inner city balance, you know, children of single parent households, assistant teachers, ending gang balance. in the cities. I mean, well, because, you know, you think about it, I mean, a lot of, you know, young teenagers does look up to him. And I know everybody, you know, he had his breakdown or whatever. Okay, I mean, people are him.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Sharon, you make a good point. It should not be lost on people that the last time Kanye West was in the news is that he had had a mental breakdown and was in a hospital receiving treatment for, quote-unquote, exhaustion.
Well, as the woman who just called in said, we're all human beings and everyone's entitled to one breakdown at least in their lifetime. I think Kanye could probably help with maybe the charter school initiative that even Ivanka Trump is pushing through. So he could be helpful. I just hope it's in a stable mental state.
And so that would be desirable. That's right. And once again, Donald Trump is proving that, you know, we can't predict exactly what he's going to do and who he's going to meet with. And I think that's just fine. I like that. 744.
Chris Plant here. Take aim at the nation's most advanced indoor range, Elite Shooting Sports. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility is like no other. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
All right, here to tell everyone here that's looking for a real estate agency that now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. Now, just ask anyone who met Frank Prindle. They'll tell you that they've just met their next real estate agent. I mean, that's the kind of confidence that he imparts. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers in the first week on the market. And get this, this is the most important part. His home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantee as Frank, but I can tell you that Frank, the only one that I would call is Frank Prindle, so the only agent you should call is Frank Prindle. Call him now at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And pushing through Old Town Alexandria, where you want to, if you're coming off of, say, the Beltway and you use Route 1 South Patrick Street, then to North Patrick Street, is initially reported as a broken down truck if you're heading northbound past King Street at Cameron, but now I have reports of a crash in that same location. So I don't know if somebody hit the truck, but nonetheless, as you come off of the Beltway and pushing north on Route 1, just jam to get you again past King Street toward Cameron with the incident. To the Wilson Bridge, your backups near Route 5. No problems to report on Route 5 or Route 4 out of Upper Marlboro. That's looking pretty decent up through to the Beltway. Beltway, as you head toward 50, the John Hanson Highway out of Largo, volume, no typical delays through Silver Spring. 270, here we come. We're okay. In fact, out of Frederick through Urbana, very light volume until you get to about 121. That's where I'm seeing some of those delays now beginning as you head south into Rockville. Virginia, intersection of Braddock Road and Ox Road under police direction. This is over near George Mason University. Traffic lights were out. Police directing through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come on in. Doesn't look like much precipitation, however. As we head on through today, cloud sun mix up, 45. Tonight, the colder air spills in on a northwest breeze, 27. Should be mainly cloudy. Clouds mix with sunshine tomorrow. Gusty winds. Temperatures in the upper 20s early, probably falling in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel. On WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 39 degrees at 7:47 a.m. We're here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm Katie Pavlich alongside Brian Wilson.
And listen, I've got some sad news to impart upon you here today. I don't know if you heard this or not, but we all awoke this morning to find out that Alan Thicke has died. The actor who starred in Growing Pains between the years of 85 and 92 as Dr. Jason Seaver passed away on Tuesday. And what's really sad about this is he was relatively young. He's only 69 years old, and he was apparently on an ice rink in the Los Angeles area playing hockey with his son Carter when he had a heart attack. Very, very sad. I mean, celebrities took to Twitter and Facebook to express their condolences. His first wife is Gloria Loring, who is also a mother to singer Robin Thicke, detailed her sadness, talking about how what a good man he was. It's a really very sad thing. I mean, this was a show in the 1980s that was sort of, you know, very safe fare for families to watch. It was the return of the nuclear family to sitcom television at a time when we'd had these odd sort of family pairings. One-parent families were all the rage there for a while. And then here comes, you know, Growing Pains. Just a regular American family. Kirk Cameron, the all-American kid. And it caught on and it went very well. And he was sort of, you know, the father figure in this thing. An amiable father figure. And well-loved, I think. And I'm very sad to hear about the passing of one Alan Thicke.
And the replays of that show were also very popular once the seasons ended, so that was certainly something that kept on going.
In other entertainment news, over at the Library of Congress, they every so often announce they're going to take certain films every year and then preserve them. And literally, this is a frame-by-frame preservation of movies that they think are important to our culture, important to our society over time, and they make them and they put them and they absolutely make sure they have a pristine copy and they restore it to the nth degree so that it is just as it was when it was originally brought out and played in the movie theaters. And then they put it in their special vault out in Culpeper to be preserved time in memoriam. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, they've denounced their new list of films. And I sort of like some of these. The Breakfast Club.
Lion King.
From the 1980s. One of my all-time favorite movies, The Princess Bride. I love that movie. It's one of those movies where if I'm going through the dial and I come across The Princess Bride, no matter where it is in the middle of the story, I stop and watch it.
It's a good thing they're preserving these movies because I've only seen one of them.
Really? the last one, though, I'm a little worried about. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I don't know. I haven't seen that one either. I really got to get my movie game on.
So you haven't seen any of these movies?
I've seen The Lion King.
The Lion King.
Got to make it happen.
Thelma and Louise, Disney's Lion King, and Rushmore, among those also going to the vault after they are preserved. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
All right, folks, you know what? The rain is coming, and the snow and the ice are coming, and they're going to be a real problem if you haven't cleaned out your gutters. And you know, and let's be honest about it, you know your gutters are a mess. They're full of leaves. That happens every year. And you haven't gotten up on the ladder, and you haven't done the thing you need to do to get them clear, and you're going to have a big old mess on your hands if you don't do something about it. And I just want to say to you, you know what? You need to solve this problem, and you need to solve it once and for all. It will quit nagging you. It won't be a thing you got to think about every year. If you just get the Leaf Guard system, the one-piece covered gutter system that lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris on the outside of the gutter, whereas leaf and debris should always be. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever clogged, Leaf Guard will bring out their ladders, their technicians, and clean them for free, and that warranty is transferable. You need to take advantage of Leaf Guard's year-end sale. They got a good deal going on right now. Low monthly payments plus 50% off all downspouts. And for WMAO listeners, Leaf Guard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House your name with every in-home estimate. How nice. 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Find out more at this special website, briangutters.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
It's 7:53. Time to see what's going on in the business world and what's going on with your money. Will interest rates go up today? Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC.
That's right. That is the big question today. Stock futures are mixed ahead of today's Fed decision on raising interest rates. A hike is all but certain. Meanwhile, IBM CEO is pledging to hire and train workers in the U.S. ahead of today's meeting with other high tech executives and President-elect Donald Trump in New York. Alphabet's Google is racing to hire more conservatives for its lobbying and policy arm. It wants to gain a foothold in Trump's Washington after enjoying a close relationship with the Obama administration. Aetna is fighting with the Justice Department over its reasons for sharply cutting its participation in Obamacare. It could be a key issue in the antitrust trial over Aetna's proposed merger. And UPS and FedEx say they're struggling to keep up with holiday shipping volumes that have blown past expectations. That's delaying the delivery of some of the millions of online orders shoppers have placed since Thanksgiving. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
If your carpets are like mine, they probably need a truly deep cleaning. And now is the time before the holidays. And Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal, the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Call and book your cleaning today, and Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you'll save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. So this way, everybody wins. You've heard me talk about Zero Res and the amazing clean they give your carpets. They clean my carpets, leaving them smelling fresh, feeling soft, looking brand new again. Listen, Zero Res always guarantees their work. All technicians or company employees, drug tested, background checked, bonded. They respect your time with prompt appointment arrivals. Plus, they bring their own water, so your supply is not tapped into. Don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Better news, Virginia. Need to start with the good news. We're busy this morning. Near George Mason, the lights have been repaired, according to police. So Braddock Road, 123 Ox Road, no longer under police direction, but you'll still see some activity there trying to get through that intersection. Now, the not-so-good news, Tyson's. Listen closely. If you normally take 123, you might want to rethink. 123, just outside of the Beltway at West Park Drive for the crash. Big delays on 123 as you're coming, say, past Old Courthouse Road. You might not want to commit to get through that stretch. You might want to take 7 inbound. Also 123 as you're coming off of, say, out of McLean and off the toll road area. That's jammed as well. And the Beltway sitting still trying to merge. Get off the Beltway to 123. So we have a lot of activity there. 270, it's just been about the volume. The crash to the Wilson Bridge along the way near St. Barnabas Road, that's been cleared. Now travel lanes open, but slow. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're on temperatures into the mid-40s today with a northwesterly breeze around, some sunshine mixing in with the overcast. The real cold stuff starts coming in on gusty winds as we head through tonight and tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 39 degrees at 7:56.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming up on WMAL,
we have the new editor-in-chief of the Weekly Standard, Steve Hayes.
Steve Hayes, that'll be fun. Also, Trump is having his meetings, and we have